Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk about why checking your rankings in Google is a very bad idea, just like checking the stock prices of your portfolio, and why fixating on this is only going to make you upset, get you nowhere, and in fact, I'm going to show you why you're looking at the wrong thing to tell you if you're succeeding or not in your law practice. So, I've seen studies on people actually that check stock prices. Some of them check every day or five times a day, or, you know, and the study showed that people that will check the value of something, let's say their weight, again, or a stock price or the Google rankings, every time that number goes down, and it does go down, it's never stuck at one level and never only rising. Every time it goes down, that person feels bad. Whether or not an hour later or a day later or whatever it goes up, then they feel elated. They feel really happy. So what happens is if you check your rankings a lot, if you check your stock prices a lot, if you weigh yourself five times a day or every day, you're going to go through all these emotional ups and downs. You're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel bad. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel bleh, bleh. It's going to be like a roller coaster and a yo-yo, and that's very draining. And in the studies that I've read, they showed that people that don't check these metrics very often, you know, maybe once a month, once a quarter even, they feel a lot better. And, of course, they get to the same place because they don't see all the ups and downs in the meantime. And they tend to have more success. So I'll give you another really crazy example. So some of the stocks that Warren Buffett has bought, for instance, Coca-Cola, okay, he's made thousands of percents of gain in them. But when they tracked people that owned those same stocks over the same time period that Warren Buffett owned them, over 70% of people lost money. So how is that possible? It's because they were watching the stock price, and then when it went down, they would sell it. And maybe 6 months later or a year later, they'd buy back in. And then they'd sell it again and buy it and sell it and buy it and sell it. Same thing with, again, checking your rankings in Google. You know, if you're going to look at it every day, you're going to really upset yourself, freak yourself out. But if you stay with it and you look at it over a several-month period, not just one ranking, but thousands of different keyword rankings or an even better metric I'm going to show you, you're going to feel better. You're not going to feel these up and down yo-yos of emotion that's going to do you absolutely no good and just make you feel bad. Let me give you another example that'll probably really hit home. So your clients, okay, doesn't matter your practice area, it does not matter. They're going to check in with you on how their case is going, okay? What happens to the people that check in all the time? I bet you that they're emotional messes. They're happy, they're sad, they're freaked out, they're this, that, and the other. And when people are freaked out or upset, they check on something all the time, hoping for a fast resolution or something to improve. The people that are secure, that are relaxed, that things go better with, they don't check on things constantly, and they don't suffer this yo-yo or this roller coaster. So I really want you to think about this in your practice and stop checking your rankings every day, because it's not going to help you. And again, you're going to get upset for absolutely no reason. All right, so if you don't check rankings, how do you know if you're doing better in Google or not? I'm sure you're thinking that. All right, Rich, well, how do I know then if I shouldn't check rankings? Well, this gets into my whole not only theory but practice and actual experience of being on the first page of Google for just a few keywords is not going to do anything for you. You need to be on the first page for thousands of keywords. And I have several audios and videos and information about that, why that's not only a theory, but actually I see it in practice with hundreds and hundreds of sites. But a better thing to look at, that you can look at more often, it's still going to mess with your head, but look at the number of visits to your site from the search engines every day. That's a much better metric. You know why? If someone gets to your site from a search engine, that means by definition, you had to be on the first page for some keyword, okay? And you can see, you no longer can see the keyword that they typed in because Google are assholes and they took that ability away, unless you pay them, but you can see the page of your site that person landed on. And that'll tell you what that person was searching on, approximately, okay? So let's say you do DUI, and you have a page on breath test refusals, and someone lands on there. Well, guess what? They Googled something related to that, breath test refusals, Miami, or something, instead of DUI lawyer Miami, and they got to your page. That's how they got there. you do divorce, and there's a child support question. Someone lands on the child support page. That's how they got there. So again, so look at the number of visits to your site. How do you look at this? You use Google Analytics. It's a free tool. You can install it on your site very easily. It'll show you, again, how many people come to your site every day. Look at that factor. If you're going to look at something every day, look at that. That's a much better proxy. Because if you're getting 5 visits a day, and over time it grows to 10 visits a day, you are making progress. It doesn't matter if you're ranking for ABC Lawyer Pasadena is still at number 3. How could you get more visits to your site unless you were appearing on page 1 for more and more keywords? That's the only way that's possible. Okay, and you can correlate this by the pages the person lands on. So again, this is a much better proxy, a much better metric of what's happening with your site. Let me switch it around on you. So if you are number 1 for a bunch of keywords, but you're getting no business, which I get calls on from attorneys as well, look at your analytics. How many visits are you getting a day? If you're only getting 2, 3, 5 visits a day, it doesn't matter what page you're on, where, and who's or what's or what keyword, you're going to get no calls, none. So you got to get your site up to 20, 30, 50, and eventually 100 visits a day from the search engines. Yes, it's possible. Yes, I have clients at that level and even a bit higher. But that is a much better metric. So I implore you, I beg you, please stop checking rankings every day or every week. Look at the number of visits. Look at the pages on your site they're coming to and work on that stuff. Work to optimize that. Don't go after a few keywords. All you'll do is upset yourself and make yourself an emotional mess. So I hope this helps you. This is straight from experience, not from theory. It's Richard Jacobs. If you need any more help with your site, SEO questions, work to be done, etc., contact speakeasymarketinginc.com or call 888-225-8594.